Today is the 11th of March. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May, and it is an honor to have you here with me on this beautiful day. And so we are back. I pray that you had an amazing weekend. I pray that you spent it with family or spent it with yourself, or you just, you know, just took time to do what it is that you needed to do. But this week we are back, and I'm excited for this week's podcasts because we're going to look at the name of Jesus. We're going to cry out his name, and we're going to look at why his name is so powerful. And so with all that said, we're going to go ahead and get started. And our verse of the day comes from Psalms 86, verse 6 to 7. And it says this: "Hear my prayer, O Lord. Listen to my cry for mercy. In the day of my trouble, I will call to you, for you will answer me." Yes, Lord. And so, Almighty God, the only true healer of disease and mender of broken hearts, please hear the cry today of those we love who are in such desperate situations. May your will be done in every one of their lives with tenderness, grace, and a sense of your presence. And Lord, please be near and help us see your answer to our prayers. Forever yours in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen and amen. And so welcome to your new week of Heart of Worship. Thank you for taking the time out today to join us and give him praise and worship. So last week we praised God. We praised him. And this week we are looking at the name of Jesus. And so if you are new here on Heart of Worship, welcome to the family. On a Monday, we use it to thank God for the week past and the week ahead. And so before we start looking at his name, for the next few minutes, will you just begin to thank your King? Thank him for being alive. Will you begin to lift up your voice and thank him? Thank him for your family, your friends, your workplace, your colleagues. Wherever you are right now, whatever you are doing, I just want you to take the time to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
We thank you for all you've done. We thank you for the air we breathe. We thank you for seeing another day.
Yeah.
We thank you for your grace and mercy. We thank you for our families, O God, for providing for us even in the wilderness. We thank you when storms hit us left and right, you kept us in the boat, O God. We thank you. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you for hiding us behind the cross. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We thank you that even in troubled times, Father, you still answer us. Father, we thank you for delivering us from our Egypt. We thank you for taking us into the promised land. Yes, Lord, we thank you. 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 Oh.
Just begin to thank him. Just begin to thank him.
There is no greater name than the name of Jesus. There is no greater name than the name of Jesus. There is no greater name than the name of Jesus. And for this we thank you, God. For this we thank you, God.
Yeah. We thank you for that powerful name. We thank you for the wonderful name of Jesus, the majestic name, the name that moves mountains, the name that calms down storms. That at the mention of his name, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. That is the God that we serve. The God of the impossible. The Bible says, is there anything too hard for me? You know, when I read that scripture, it's almost like he's challenging us to dare him to say, okay, God, you can't do this. Okay, you can't do this, and you can't do this, and you can't do this. And not only will he do it, he'll exceed your expectation. That name It's that name. John 15 verse 11. These things I have spoken to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full. You know, one of the reasons why his name is so powerful is because he is the source of joy and strength. He is the source of joy and strength. And that is our focus today. Joy and strength in his name. Luke 10:21 says, at that very time he rejoiced greatly in the Holy Spirit and said, I praise you, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and intelligent and you have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for this way was well pleasing in your sight. He has revealed to you Christ's joy, that he is your strength, that he is your provider. The joy of the Lord is your strength, John 17, verse 13, "But now I come to you, and these things I speak in the world, so that they may have my joy made full in themselves." That is the name that we serve. It holds all secrets of happiness that man can hope to enjoy in this entire world. Through the name of Jesus, we obtain all things of favors and grace. But in addition to that, it makes the weakest sinner strong and consoles the saddest heart. I want you to reach out to him today, and I want him to be your strength, and I want him to be your joy. I want you to tap into that today. To tap in to that. Father, we tap into your joy.
We receive the joy and strength you have for us.
Yeah.
Lord, we receive the joy and strength you have for us. We receive the joy and strength you have for us. For you are the source of our strength. You are the source of our joy. Even in our weakest moments, Father, we give it to you. Even in our saddest times, God, Father, we give it to you.
Father, right now we build an altar of worship. Mayanda Bashanda Yabasikit. We build an altar of worship for you right now. We build it for you, God. We send up a scent of worship. Let it be a sweet sound into your ear. Father, we come before your throne and we cry on that powerful name of Jesus, that as we walk through our day today, that you will be our source of joy and you will be our source for strength. That we will not look to man and we will not look to a thing, but we will look to you, oh God. Let's sing.
There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
So if you are just by chance listening to my podcast and you have never given your life to Christ, I just want to be able to lead you to Christ right now. So if you are listening and you've never given your life to him and you would like to give your life to this Savior, to this mighty man of warrior, our Savior, our Redeemer, I just want you to say this simple prayer with me, and it says this: Dear Father, I come before you now, and I believe that you are the way, the truth, and the life. And from this day forth, I give my life to you. That's it. Welcome to the family. And let him do his work in you. And so, Father, our prayer this week is how we praise and magnify the lovely name of Jesus, who sits beside the glory he had in heaven with the Father before the world was made, to come to earth and be born as a man, so that through his perfect life and sacrificial death, sinners such as us may be redeemed from the pit of destruction, forgiven for our sins, and have peace with the Father. Thank you, Jesus, that you made yourself of no reputation and were born as a humble slave so that you could live a perfect life and become the sinless sacrifice for the sin of the whole world. Thank you that you are the propitiation for our sins, and that by believing in you, we have been returned into sweet fellowship with the Father. Dear Jesus, you alone deserve all the honor and glory and worship and praise, and we confess you as our Lord and Savior, now and forevermore. Praise your holy name. In Jesus' name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen and amen and amen. So, two things. If you are new here on Heart of Worship, welcome to the family. And if you were one of those people that gave your life to Christ today, please reach out to me on Instagram at JC May. I would love to encourage you. And if you need a church home or if you need anything, I want to be able to help you and put you in the right direction. But until tomorrow, may flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue. And may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. Family, until tomorrow, I love you. Stay blessed, take care, and remember to cry on the name of Jesus in your weakest and in your saddest moments today. I love you. Take care. Bye.